The path to a solution for Victoria's recycling crisis could be paved with plastic after one council resurfaced a suburban street using hundreds of kilograms of discarded auto car parts. It would be nice to think, wouldn't it, if your recycling could be used for a purpose such as building roads.
Yeah. I thought they already used tyres to build surfaces.
Councillor Dick Gross, Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, your worship, good morning to you.
How are you going, boys?
Did you deliberately choose Mozart Street because it would get you greater attention?
Look, I didn't. In fact, can I share you a little secret? I had no voice in the choice whatsoever. I just get what I'm given in terms of the sort of outcomes. And so it's a nice short road, good for a trial, 240 metres long. 2,000 square metres of the road was repaved in this new stuff that's made of recycled plastic equivalent to 180,000 plastic bags.
So it's only the plastic that comes out of a car, such as the seats. You're not churning up the differential or anything.
No, it's amazing and a little bit scary how much plastic's in a car.
Yeah. This is good, isn't it? Down the track, would you be looking at using recycled household plastic?
I don't think we'll need to. I think we've got enough from the automotive industry that's currently being landfilled. So sometimes it's easier to work with big industrial providers of waste. So I think for the foreseeable future, the waste will be from the automotive industry.
Right, I get it ready for an explosion in an ignorance factory. I take it it's replacing bitumen, is it?
It's replacing bitumen, and it is safer than bitumen. On-site, it's smelt less than bitumen.
Is bitumen bad as in environmental terms, or is this just a better way of using plastic?
It's a better way of using plastic. Yeah, these hydrocarbons aren't good in the environment, but, you know, we need roads, we need them. It's best to do it with stuff that can be reused again and that doesn't have to go to landfill.
Imagine if you could make train tracks out of recycled plastic.
Well, you know, trains are changing and some go on-road and off-road or on-track and off-track, so...
Where?
In parts of Europe and Asia, they've got trams that turn into buses and turn back into trams. So it's not such a silly suggestion.
No.
You thought you were making a joke. I'm saying you're a prescient, forward-thinking thinker.
And have you got plans for more?
Yep, we're going to roll it out as much as possible if the trial's successful. It is harder than traditional asphalt, and hopefully it will get cheaper. This cost us slightly more than normal asphalt, but as we get economies of scale and roll it out, it should be a beautiful thing.
And then on a 42-degree day, are we? Is it as hot as bitumen? Or
well, I assume it is. Look, it solves problems, but not every problem.
What colour is it? Is it black?
It's black. It's really black.
And where do you buy it?
You buy it from our contractors, Fulton Hogan, who have a geologist and a materials engineer who are developing it. It doesn't have microplastics in. So this is the second generation. It's safer. It cooks at a lower temperature. Doesn't have microplastics. So sometimes it's better to be the second cab off the rank rather than the first.
Yes. Councillor, lovely to talk with you as always.
Thanks, guys.